上面唱诗，我心里面很喜乐。
And as they're singing up here, my heart rejoices.
因为我里面常常有一个阴影，我被两个统计数字常常在里面很搅扰我。
And there are two statistics that bothers me quite a bit.
他们不光对中国人的孩子，也对整个美国人的孩子、基督徒的孩子们做过统计。
And not just concerning the children that is our kids that are born in a Christian family.And also those that are Christians that are Chinese and born a Christian family.
他们说百分之八十的基督徒的孩子上了大学以后就不再聚会。
And 80% of the kids, as they go to college, they no longer attend church.
他们不光不去教会，甚至他们否定了他们的信仰。
And not only do they not stop going to church, they actually rejected their faith.
这个不是说说听听的数字，是让人心里面非常恐惧的一个数字。
These are not numbers or statistics that we just talked about, but it should bring about fear in our hearts.
就算不是。这样
even so, even the number may be an error.
我在东岸有两个很好很大的教会，他们的父老都告诉我们，他们中间的孩子离开教会以后，没有一个再回来了。
And a couple of East Coast churches that I know of, I have fellowship with older brothers. A lot of the kids, when they leave their church, they never come back.
这两个教会都比我们大。
But both of these churches are bigger than ours.
他们的年轻孩子都比我们多。
And a lot more young people.The church.
虽然他们到现在大部分的孩子还是有聚会，但是都不肯回来了。
Yes, they all have continued to go to church, but they no longer come to their home church.
所以当我们看见这些大学生，他们常常回来，而且那么喜乐的跟我们一起服侍，一同敬拜，我们不可以视为理所当然。
And we see as we see these young people come back serving with us, we shouldn't take it for granted.
我们背后很多父母为他们祷告，很多青少年的同工们服侍他们。
There are actually a lot of parents praying behind them. There are a lot of co-workers that are serving them.
而且他们自己彼此之间有很好很好的团契和关系。
They themselves have a very wonderful fellowship.
所以他们能够把这里当作家，能够常常的回来，我们要为这个感谢神。
They can call this place home, and they would be willing to come back. We should thank God.
我们很感谢主。昨天我们真的有一个很好的福音聚会。
We just want to thank the Lord. We had a wonderful service last night.
虽然弟兄姊妹不是练习的一年，但是我们负责的姊妹紧张的一年。
Even though we didn't literally practice for a year, but our sister who's been preparing, been in charge, she's been worrying for a year.
昨天看见弟兄姊妹，看见在台上讲的、唱的，我们实在非常感谢主啊。
She's been nervous. She wasn't worrying.We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that as everybody's up here singing and praising God, we all rejoice with the Lord.
我们真的巴不得教会里面常常充满这种喜乐的歌声。
And we pray that these songs of joy would fill these halls all the time.
而且是全教会一起来啊。
That the entire church family comes together.
有年长像戴瑟这么年长的。
There are elderly brothers like our brother.
有小到这么可爱的小女孩站在上面，我都觉得全教会一起来服侍，好，年轻人也来了。
The little angels and the young people, we all came and served together.
我们真的是同是蒙恩人，我们也同是见证人，要来见证耶稣。
We've all been blessed by the Lord, we're all witnesses of the Lord.
今天下午有17个人要受浸，我们也非常感谢主。
And again, this afternoon, 17 people will be baptized, and we really want to thank God.
我们本来听说 Titus 一个人都没有受浸，这次一下子多了七八个哈。
And we heard that in the Titus Fellowship nobody was baptized. Now all of a sudden, most of you are getting baptized.
感谢主哈。
Praise the Lord.
我们真的是要为了教会，大家能够在主的面前持续的成长，我们感谢神。
We want to thank God that we have a continual growth. We want to give praise to
Him. 然后这些大学跟大学刚毕业的哥哥姐姐们，差点讲成嫂嫂们，哥哥姐姐们。
All of these older brothers and sisters coming back.
他们今天下午看着他们的弟弟妹妹受浸完以后，他们自己有个 college retreat， 他们大学生的退休会。
They watch the younger brothers and sisters getting baptized this afternoon. They're going to rush off to a retreat, a wonderful retreat.
我们也求神祝福他们。
And we want to pray that God will bless them during this time.
今天我们要继续为了青年的整年的主题，跟随耶稣的脚中行，做一个总结。
We want to make have a conclusion concerning the theme for this entire year, following Jesus in His footsteps.
弟兄姊妹，这个题目并不是一年可以讲得完的。
Certainly, a year is not sufficient for us to conclude.
这个题目也更不是只是让我们一年来操练而已。
And it's certainly not just a topic for us to practice for this year alone.
它实在是我们这一生我们都该做的事情。
Something that we ought to do for the rest of our lives.
要来跟随耶稣的脚踪。
To come and follow in His footsteps.
啊，主耶稣来到地上的时候，他就说：“来跟从我。”
Jesus came into this world, and then He cried out, "Come and follow me."
啊，当时就有这么多的人放下一切的起来跟从他。
So a lot of people forsook whatever they had and they began to follow Him.
啊，虽然耶稣已经复活升天了
，Yes, Jesus resurrected, He's ascended.
但是当他在圣灵里面回到地上来的时候
，But the Holy Spirit has returned to us.
过去的两千年里面，多少人听见这个呼声啊
？In the past 2,000 years, so many have heard this cry.
啊，他们放下一切的起来跟随耶稣。
So they too have forsook everything to follow Jesus.
啊，并不代表我们要放下我们的职业。
It's not to say that you have to let go of your occupation.
但是我这个人就是愿意起来跟随耶稣。
But I am willing to rise up and follow Jesus.
因为没有一个人事物能够跟他相比的。
It's not thing or person to compare with him.
这条路不是被勉强上来的。
But this way of walking this way, we're not forced to do.
而是他吸引了我们来跟随他
，He has drawn us to come follow，
吸引我们甘心的来跟随他
，He has attracted us that we were willing to follow，
吸引我们紧紧的来跟随他
，We were following Him closely。
耶稣说：“我就是世界的光。”
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
凡跟从我的
，He who follows me
就不在黑暗里行
，No longer walk in darkness，
必要得着生命的光
，But shall have the light of life。
请大家注意到，他是世界的光
，Please pay attention that He is the light of the world。
只有在他里面没有黑暗了。
Only in Him there is no darkness.
今天整个世界都是黑的。
The whole world is in darkness.
黑暗遮盖大地。
The darkness covers the land.
人的心也是黑的。
And the hearts of men are dark.
幽暗遮盖万民。
A deep darkness among the people.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
And Jesus cries out, "I am the light of the world."
跟从我的。
He who follows me
就不在黑暗里行。
No longer walk in darkness.
你要知道这个光是会往前走的。
So you need to know that this light moves forward, progressive.
你不跟他。他早晚有一天不见了，淡薄了。
If you will not follow him, sooner or later it will diminish.
当我们跟随他的时候
，As you follow him,
不仅仅我们就不再在黑暗里。
Not only are we no longer in darkness,
而且他说你必要得着生命的光。
He says you will have the light of life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个光他今天还在呼召我们。
But this light calls to us today.
还在吸引我们。
Draws us today.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正跟随这个光的时候
，So brothers, if we truly follow this,
这个光越照越明。
This light will grow brighter and brighter.
当我们真正跟随这个光的时候
，We are true followers of this light.
我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
We will have life and have it more abundantly.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们很多的信息，很多的道理可以不懂。
So, dear brothers, so many things, many doctrines we may not even we may not know.
啊，耶稣是呼召我们起来跟从他。
But Jesus calls us to follow Him.
不是跟随一些道理、一些神学理论、神学思想。
Not to follow any theological thoughts or any doctrines.
不是根据一些伟大的基督徒或是一个很好的教会。
Or great leaders in the church or great church.
他是呼召我们起来跟从他。
He calls us to follow Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们这一生里面我们都不能够忽略的事。
This is the one thing that we cannot neglect for the rest of our
lives. 今天早上在总结的时候。
This morning as we come to the conclusion.
我分三个点来总结它。
I want to conclude it in three points.
第一个讲到因着跟随耶稣，我们拥有不同的身份。
First, we want to talk about the fact that we have a different identity because we're followers of Jesus.
第二个，我们讲到因着跟随耶稣，我们开始走不同的道路。
Secondly, because we are followers of Jesus, we are walking on a different path.
换句话说，我们开始过一个完全不同的生活。
Say that we live a completely different life.
啊，第三个讲到因着跟随耶稣，我们得到了不同的结局。
Lastly, because we're followers of Jesus, we have a different end.
其实里面的每一个细点哈。
And every details of these topics.
我们都至少用了一堂课来讲过了。
We can use a whole message to talk about.
所以我们今天等于是总复习。
And today is just a great summary.
我们希望我们能够温故而知新啊，对不起。
I pray that we can review it and know it in our hearts.
好 ，OK， 答对一半。我们不光复习旧的，我们能够借着复习能够更知道新的。
We not only review what we have heard, but through this process, we may know those things that are new.
啊，每一个我也用一节经文来做它的总结。
And every single one of them, I use a verse.
首先，我们来看，我们因着跟随耶稣，我们拥有不同的身份。
First, we have a different identity because we follow Jesus.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章15章第十节，他说：“我今日成了何等的人
？”Paul in First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 says, What kind of man have I become? I am what I am.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的一个很深的感受。
That's a deep feeling. doesn't like the thought that Paul has.
因为他知道他从前是怎样的人。
Because he knows who he was.
然后他看看他今天，他说我今日成了何等的人。
And then he looked at himself today and he said, what a person that I've become. I see who I am.
是因为蒙了神的恩而成的。
It's entirely because of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，每一个跟随耶稣的人。
Every single person that follows Jesus.
第一件事情讲到我们的身份，我们的地位，我们跟他的关系被改变了。
Talks about our position, our relationship with Him has been completely changed.
神不再是一个高高在上的神。
God's no longer one who's sitting up above.
他是跟我们有关系的神。
He is now related to us.
圣经上讲到这位伟大的神跟我们之间的关系真的是很多很多。
And the scripture gives us many, many different folds of relationship with Him.
但是就得紧紧跟随耶稣这件事。
Concerning the issue of following Jesus.
我们这里至少提到有三个特别的身份领导我们。
There are three particular identities that we possess.
第一个讲到我们成为主的门徒。
One, we are disciples of the Lord now.
成为主的学生啊。
We are students of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得大家有没有想过，我们今天是在宇宙最高的学府里面受教。
And I don't know if you have thought about this, that we are in the highest university of University of the Universe.
这个整个宇宙里面最高最高的学府，不是 Stanford， 不是 Harvard， 不是剑桥。
The greatest university is not Stanford, is not Harvard, is not Kent.
而是基督的学校。
But the school of Christ.
不是因为学生了不起，因为你看看我们周围，看看我咱们。
It's not because we're great, students are great.
没有怎么样嘛，对不对？
We look around, we can realize that we're not all that great.
他之所以成为宇宙最高的学府，是因为老师是最好的。
But because it's the best university in the universe, because it's the greatest professor.
因为基督就是我们的老师。Because
Christ is our teacher.
他是我们的老师，他呼召我们来跟随他。
He is our teacher, and He calls us to follow Him.
他亲自教导我们。
He personally teaches us.
生命记32章告诉我们说，没有外邦神与他们同在，耶和华亲自教导他。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 says that no other gods are with them, except for the Lord God teaches us Himself.
所以我说，请大家想一下，你这一生里面最好的老师是谁的时候。
And when I ask everybody to think about who is the best teacher you ever had.
我相信我们脑筋里面马上就会想到那个老师，小学的、中学的、大学的。
Immediately somebody would come to mind, somewhere maybe in grade school, junior high or high school or college.
我不晓得我们会不会真正的想到，哎，耶稣是我最好的老师。
I don't know if we ever conclude this thought, Jesus is my best teacher.
我们在宇宙最高的学府受教。
We are at the best university in the universe.
我们有最好的老师。
We have the best teacher.
我们有最好的教材。
We have the best teaching materials.
不光是圣经，
not just the Bible.
圣灵调度万事，在这里训练我们。
The Holy Spirit knows all things to train us up.
神为了训练约拿，可以把天地海所有的东西都叫出来。
And for the sake of training Jonah, God has summoned an entire creation to be at the disposal.
大风大雨，日头，蚂蚁，小虫，什么东西神都调，陆海空都调出来了。
The wind, the sun, the ocean, even a small worm, God has caused them to come and educate Jonah.
为了改变约拿。
For the sake of changing Jonah.
为了训练约拿。
For the sake of training Jonah.
所以我们在这里有最好的老师，我们有最好的教材。
We have the best teacher with the best teaching materials.
地上没有一本教科书能够像这个圣经一样。
Not one textbook could be like our scripture.
它不光只是因为是销售量最高的书啊。
It's not only the best seller of the world.
而是这本书是神写的。
But God wrote it.
作者是神，教科书的作者是神。
The author is God Himself.
在这里我们有最好的同学。We
have the best students.
你看我们有这么好的同学。来看看，都应该跟你的周围讲啊，谢谢你成为我的同学。Thank
you for being my
真的
schoolmate. Really? Do it.
若不是他把你折磨成这样子，你生命会这么好吗
？He did not torture you. Would you have such a wonderful life?
若不是他在正面上服侍你，你能够有这些享受吗？
He did not serve you in a positive way, which you have such a great.
不管正面的、反面的，他都是我好朋友。
Whether it's positive or negative, they're our best friend.
神把他安排在我的旁边来造就我。
God has put him right next to you to train you up.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的，这个思想我们要去想的。
This is real. We need to have such a thought.
你看，所有的人这一辈子只活这么一次。
We only live this one time.
你有没有想过，你为什么不是活在4000年前？
Have you ever thought how come you were born 4,000 years ago?
你有没有想到，你为什么不是欧洲人？
Have you ever thought that you're not European?
那为什么我们都是中国人？
Why are we all Chinese?
那为什么我们生在这个时代？
Why are we born at this time?
那为什么被带到美国？
Why are we brought to
here in
California?
Why are we here in Northern California?
Tragically, we're here in Silicon Valley Christian
Assembly. And
then we're with all these people.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看这些事情。
Not despise these things.
这个世界上的人说这是命运，这是机遇，这是缘，对我们来说是神的主权啊。
The world says this is a chance, this is a circumstance. We said this is authority within God's sovereignty.
在含情脉脉带着爱带着感激看看你旁边的同伴。
I ask everybody with a look of gratitude, look to the person next to you, look around.
因为怎么样，我们真的是神在基督的这个学校里面一起做学生、做门徒的。Yes,
we are disciples and students together in the school of Christ.
而在这里，这一个学校有一个最崇高的目的。And
here in this school, there's a very, very great goal.
地上的人教你怎么样子去做学问，怎么样子去赚钱，怎么样子去成功。The
world teaches you higher education, how to succeed in this world, how to earn more money.
这一个学校，我们现在这个属天的学校，
this spiritual school,
有人称它为王子训练班，
somebody calls them the school of the training school for princes.
因为圣经上告诉我们，有一天他要把天地都更新了，要叫我们来与他一同作王。
Because the scripture tells us that all creation will be made new, that we will reign with him.
要与他一同来管理这新天新地。
We will rule with him the new heaven and new earth.
虽然我不知道那是什么样子，
I don't know what that is like.
但是我们知道今天神在这里训练我们。
But I know today God is training us.
为了要叫我们能够像他，像耶稣，像他的儿子。
That we may be like Jesus, we may be like his son.
哦，耶稣那么尊贵的进到荣耀里去。
Such glory is entered into glory.
那一天要率领众子一同进到荣耀里去。
He's going to lead all sons into glory.
你要知道吗？那个众子一同回到 这个荣耀里去的时候，天使天君都向主下拜了。
And when all the sons enter into glory, all the hosts in heaven will prostrate before God.
我看看我们今天这副样子，哪里像啊？
We look at ourselves and say, how are we worthy?
连走路都没个走向，吃饭都没个吃相的。
We walk in the wrong way, we eat in the wrong way.
我们需要被主改变。
We need to be transformed by the Lord.
在每一个细节里面，让我们活着不再是我是主。
In every small details of our lives, we may say it's no longer I, but the Lord.
我们成为主的门徒，这是一件荣耀的事情。
To be the disciples of the Lord is a glorious thing.
所以圣经上说要效法他的榜样。
So the Lord says, be imitator of his example.
而主耶稣自己也说，我给你们留下了榜样。
And so Jesus said himself, I've set an example for you.
你们要照着我向你们所行的照样去行。
Do as I've taught you to do.
因为这是主耶稣说的，他把他的脚中留给我们。
Jesus says, I've let my footsteps for you to follow.
他把他的榜样留给我们。
He set his examples before us.
跟随耶稣第一件事情，我成为耶稣的门徒。
And again, the very first thing, when we follow Jesus, we are his disciples.
我成为他的学生。
I am his student.
我向宇宙中最伟大的老师学习。
I am learning from the greatest teacher of the universe.
因为这是神高抬我们。
God has elevated us.
我们算得了什么？
Who are we?
但是他却这样子的高抬我们。
But he has elevated us.
第二件事情，
secondly,
让我们成为主的见证人。
That we may be witnesses of the Lord.
不光外面我们跟随耶稣跟随久的人，人家能够说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Not only outwardly as we follow Jesus, people from the world may say these are the people that follow the Lord.
连仇敌都说这些人是拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
And even the enemy would say these are with Jesus of Nazareth.
哎呀，我觉得我们基督徒被人家称最好的称呼就是基督徒，因为 Christ.
Our best name is when someone calls us Christians.
Christian 就是Christ，是整个的中心跟特点。
This name Christian means Christ is the center and the focus of all of our
life. 意大利人是特点，对不对？
Like Italian, the key word is the fact that they're from Italy.
还有很多很多，这个Mexican，墨西哥是它的特点。
Mexican because their main the scriptures, they're from Mexico.
Christian, Christ is our
identity. Christians, Christ is our significance.
所以我们成为耶稣基督生命的见证人，弟兄姊妹，这是很伟大的事情。
Again, to be witnesses of Jesus Christ is a glorious thing.
不光我们生活外面的见证要能够彰显耶稣。
Not only in our lives, how we live, we need to testify of him.
我想我们都看过电视广告，每次做那种 shampoo 的啦，或是生发剂的啦，都是找那种头发很漂亮的人。
And we see that in commercials, whenever they have commercial shampoos or people who grow hair, we You always find somebody who looks good, right?
不会找我去做头发广告的。
They're not going to go find me and go do some kind of hair commercial.
所以以前在很早以前，有人在一条那个游轮上面卖生发剂。
And a long time ago, somebody's on a steamboat was selling potions that would grow hair.
他一瓶都卖不出去，因为他自己是秃头。
He couldn't sell a bottle because he himself was bald.
所以你要卖一些东西出去的时候，你先活出他的见证来。
If you want to sell something, you got to be able to live it, right?
弟兄姊妹，当我们去跟别人传耶稣的时候，别人要看见耶稣。
When we go tell others about Jesus, they got to see Jesus.
当我们在这里传福音的时候，别人要先看见福音。
We share the gospel, they got to be able to see the gospel first.
看见耶稣怎么改变我们。
I want to see how Jesus changed you.
看见基督徒到底不同在哪里。
How are Christians actually different from the world?
所以我们是成为耶稣基督的见证人，弟兄姊妹，这是大事情。
And brothers, you get to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, that is a big thing.
所以我前一阵子引用一个传道人的这个。 这一句话，他说：“生命是我的奖章，生活是我的讲台。”
And a preacher once said that my life is my my writing, and the way I live is my sermon.
我的生命是我的奖章，是我的 message。 我的生活是我的讲台，是我在这里 deliver 我的 message。
My life is my message, and the way I live is the my pulpit, the way I deliver my message.
所以我们到处都在讲道。
So no matter where we're going, we are preaching.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个人，不光是传道人的事。
This is a matter for every single one of us, not just preachers.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
成为主的同伴。
To become companions of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，这也是一件非常非常荣耀的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you realize it's a glorious thing.
主不光我们是他的学生。Not
only were we the students of the Lord.
所以说在约翰福音15章说，从此以后我要称你们为朋友啊。John
in chapter 15, the Lord says, from now on, I am going to call you friends.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等何等何等的谦卑啊。Well,
what a humbling act of the Lord.
天使天君连正眼都不敢看耶稣的。
The host in heaven dare not even look at the Lord.
我说有一首诗歌说，他说我良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
And there's a hymn that says, my beloved, as he looks up, all the angels prostrate.
太圣洁，太荣耀了。
Because he is so holy, he is so glorious.
没有一个天使配这样正眼看他。
Not one angel is worthy to gaze and to look at the Lord.
他常常我的良人一举目一抬头看的时候，所有的天使轰全部下拜。
Says, my beloved, as soon as he gazes, he looks up, all the angels prostrate.
我绝对相信那一天我们跟着耶稣一起进荣耀的时候。
I believe that day when we enter to glory with the Lord.
那是我们唱 Amazing Grace， 我们的感觉会完全不一样的。
And we're going to have a whole different understanding of Amazing Grace.
不光我们已经脱离了地狱火炉的审判。
And it's not just that we've been set free from hellfire.
我们居然进到一个那么荣耀的境界里面。
We are walking into the realms of glory.
他认我们，他称我们为他的朋友。
He calls us friends.
有时每次我在服事上疲倦灰心的时候。
But so oftentimes when I am tired in services,
常常在我里面给我的一个最大的安慰和力量，就是主永远没有丢弃我。
And the greatest encouragement that I have at those moments is that the Lord will never forsake us, will never forsake me.
这个朋友是最信实的朋友。
This friend is the most faithful friend.
这个朋友是最体恤我们的朋友。
This friend knows us the very best.
这个朋友是最了解我们的。
And this friend can understand us.
最能够帮助我们。
He's the one that's able to help.
常常在我最疲倦的时候，我就安静在主的面前，一面想他，一面流泪。
A lot of time when I'm most weary, I would think about him and I would shed tears.
什么都会改变的。
Everything changes.
千千万物都会改变的。
Heaven and earth will change.
周围的人都会改变的。
People around us may change.
今天跟你鼓掌的人，明天可能打你巴掌了。
People who may applaud you today may slap on you the face tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界没有一个是真正可靠的。
There's not a thing that is trustworthy.
但是这个朋友永远可靠。
But this friend, he's forever faithful.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
大家约翰福音12章26节,
in John chapter 12, verse 26,
他说, 若有人要服侍我, 就当跟从我。
Anyone who wants to serve me, he must follow me.
大家想不想服侍主啊?
Friends, do you want to serve the Lord?
真的很想服侍主的趋势，不是全职啊，只要服侍就好。
Not necessarily full time, but you want to serve the Lord?
那不想服侍，干嘛信主呢？
If you don't want to serve the Lord, why do you believe in him?
如果 不想服侍他，干嘛称他为主呢？
If you don't want to serve him, why are you calling him?
服侍主是每一个神儿女们的本分跟责任。
And to serve the Lord is our duty, and it is who we are.
因为我们是他用重价用他的血买赎回来的。
We have been purchased by this price, or the heavy price of His blood.
所以服侍主是理所当然的。
To serve the Lord is more than reasonable.
但是主在这里却说，若有人要服侍我。
But Jesus says, if anyone serves me.
条件是什么？
What is the requirement?
就当跟从我。
Let him follow me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And where I am, there my servant will be also.
这叫做成为羔羊的同伴。
This is to be the companion of the lamb.
在启示录十四章讲到得胜者的时候，
In Revelation chapter 14, when it talks about overcomers,
特别说到羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
It says no matter where the lamb went, they followed.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个跟随耶稣的人，
Person who follows Jesus.
在我们里面有一个条件，
There is one requirement.
就是不管主往哪里去，我要跟随他。
That is no matter where the Lord goes, you must follow.
这也是所有要侍奉主的人的一个条件。
This is also the requirement for all who want to.
这里讲到若有人要跟从我。
Here again it says, if anyone follows me.
若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
If anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me.
我在哪里，他们也要在哪里。
Where I am, he must be also.
然后这一节圣经结束的时候，
And at the conclusion of this verse,
再一次讲，
It says again,
若有人服侍我，
If anyone serves me,
我们经文换回去好不好？若有人服侍我，怎么样？
If anyone serves me,
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
有时候你有没有注意到这一节的经文非常宝贵，像那个中国像我们写文章的挂号一样，左挂号右挂号。
And you remember, this verse is wonderful. It's almost like a saying that is inside a quote.
有前挂号后挂号，约翰福音十二章二十六节啊。若有人要服侍我，这是前面。
If anyone serves me, this is the beginning of the quote.
结束的时候，若有人要服侍我。
And the conclusion of the quote, if anyone serves me.
好像一个挂号一样。
It's like a parenthesis.
前面若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
If anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me.
这是讲到我们的条件。
And this is the requirement for following him.
后面结束的时候再讲说，若有人要服侍我。
And then the conclusion says again, if anyone serves me.
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
这是跟随他服侍他的人得到的最高的奖赏。
And this is the greatest reward of anyone who wants to follow or serve the Lord.
父要 honor 我们，要尊重我们。
His father will honor us.
好，弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到我们成为羔羊的同伴和朋友。
Brothers here again, it speaks of the fact that we're companions and the friends of the Lamb.
讲到我们要真正真心的跟随他，陪着他。
We need to follow him wholeheartedly and to be with him.
他陪着我们。
He's with us.
是一生之久的。
It's for a lifetime.
他不离不弃，从来不丢弃我。
He will never forsake us.
但是我们陪不陪着他？
But whether we will be with him,
就在乎我们愿不愿意跟随他。
Depends on whether we want to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的挑战。
Brothers, this is a huge challenge.
很多的时候我们在这里唱我最知心的朋友。
A lot of times when we sing, he is my best friend.
很多的时候我们在这里唱说，主啊，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
A lot of times we sing, I've decided to follow Jesus.
可是我们却不肯真正起来跟随他。
But we're not really willing to truly get up.
我们有个心愿。
We have the desire.
我们有这个渴慕。
We have the longing.
我们有这样子的祷告。
We have such a prayer.
但是关键是在于，是不是我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
But the issue is, am I with the one who I am serving now?
所以你去香港、去中国、去台湾，现在很多人家里面都请那个什么看护，或是叫外劳。OK， 这些名词我就不会讲，就请人来家里面帮忙嘛。
And a lot of times you go to Hong Kong, Taiwan, or China, you discover that a lot of people hire.People to come and help at home.
请问你一个月你花一千多块钱请了一个人来。
And a month, let's say you pay $1,000 to ask somebody to come and be your help.
然后他就跟你讲，他说我这个人是来帮忙可以，但是我不做饭的。
He will come and say, okay, I came to help you, but I want to let you know I don't cook.
然后我也不扫厕所的。
I don't clean the bathroom.
我也不帮忙洗澡的。
I'm not going to help with giving bath.
然后晚上九点钟国语连续剧开始的时候，我不做事的。
9 o'clock, when the soap opera begins, I got to stop my work.
吃完饭我最多只帮忙洗碗，我不洗锅的。
After we have our meals, the most I will wash are the dishes. I'm not going to wash any pots and pans.
请问这样子的人你会不会雇佣他？
And I would ask you, if such a person comes with those conditions, would you hire him?
所以主耶稣在这里呼召我们跟随他的时候，很多时候我们就是这样。
So a lot of times when Jesus calls us to follow him, we're exactly like that example.
哦，我愿意跟随耶稣。
Oh, Jesus, we want to follow you.
你是我最至亲的朋友，有了你我还缺什么呢？
You're my best friend. If I have you, I lack nothing.
但是主啊，有几个条件。
But Lord, I have a couple of conditions here.
礼拜天准时聚会， oh, no way, 不可能是。
Sunday, be at church on time, I don't think so.
我不可能9点半到的。
I can't be here at 9:30.
哦，要十一奉献， oh, 不可能的。
Tithe, I don't think I could do that.
主啊，我常常都付不出账单来的，不可能的。
Lord, I can't pay my bills, so I don't think I could tithe.
每天要读经， oh, 主，不可能的。
To read your word every day, Lord, I don't think so.
我礼拜天来听那篇道就够了。
I will come on Sundays, I will sit there and listen to a message.
主日学要做作业， oh, 不可能的。
Sunday school, homework, Lord, uh-uh.
哦，吵架要舍己， oh, 不可能的，你看他那副样子。
When I get in the fight, I have to be the, I have to give up. Look at that person.
弟兄姊妹，这不叫跟随主的。
Friends, this is not following the Lord.
主说若有人要跟随我，
Jesus says, if anyone follows me,
他就应当舍己。
He needs to deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架起来跟从我。
Take up his cross daily and follow me.
这节圣经我们等下结束的时候会再回来，我们接下来看。
Okay, we're going to continue and look.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，
when we follow Jesus,
渐渐我们的身份地位被改变。
Not only our identity and our positions change,
我们跟他的关系被改变。
Our relationship with him has changed.
我们成为他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
我们成为他的见证人。
We become his witnesses.
我们成为他的朋友。
We become his friend.
而且在这里讲到我们跟着他开始走不同的道路。
And then it says, as we follow him, we begin to walk on a different path.
这个都在我们信息里面都讲过了。
And it's all in the messages that we talked about already.
因着跟随耶稣，
and because we follow Jesus,
我们整个人生的道路被更换了。
Our life's path has completely changed.
我们整个生活的境界性质被改变。
The realm and the nature of our lives has been changed.
在这里有三个关键的词。
There are three key words here.
一个叫属天， Heavenly.
One is heavenly.
一个叫生命。
One is life.
一个叫荣耀。
The other one is glory.
弟兄姊妹，这三个字，如果你光去为这三个字祷告的话，
and if you just pray for these three words,
祷告完，你已经真的是被天充满，被生命充满，被荣�ao充满。
If you pray thoroughly through these words, you're filled with heaven, the heaven, this life, and this glory.
这里讲的天不是那样的高高高高在上的天啊。
And this heaven is not simply talking about something that's visible.
这里讲的是属天。
It speaks of something that is heavenly.
那你讲到它的源头，讲到它的性质，讲到它的境界。
It's talking about the source, it's talking about its origin, its nature.
也讲到它的范围，它是个范围。
It talks about the realm and the boundary of this life.
我们活的性质， 境界范围跟从前不一样，是在属天的境界里。
The nature, the boundary, and the realm that we live in is completely different now.
而且是在生命的境界里面。
We are in the realms of life.
我们在这里所接触、所碰的是跟生命发生关系。
Everything that we touch with our lives has something to do with life.
而且在这里是跟荣耀发生关系。
It has something to do with glory.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个， 这个实在没有办法这么短的时间去复习它。It's
so hard for me to review all of these things in such a short time.
但是我在这里想问弟兄姊妹一件事情。
I want to ask brothers and sisters something.
就跟我上个礼拜请问弟兄姊妹想想，你今年一年要过去了，到底今年有什么果子可以归给神？
Just like the question I asked last week, as the year is coming to a conclusion, what kind of fruits can you bring before the Lord?
花了一个礼拜把果子准备好了没有？
And did you sort through your thoughts and your notes and identify what are the fruits you can offer to the Lord this week?
再过11天， 2011年就要过去了。
And about another 11 or 12 days, this year will be gone.
到底我们今年可以带什么东西来朝见神？圣经上说不可以空手来朝见神。
What offerings can we come and bring to the Lord? The scripture said that we cannot come to the Lord empty-handed.
那到底我们今年最好的果子可以归给神的是什么？
What are your very best that you can offer to the Lord?
到底是丰丰富富的归给神呢？
Are we bringing something the Lord, bringing to the Lord in abundance?
还是我们带着一个橘子还这么小呢，这么小的苹果去见他呢？
Or we bring an orange that is all shriveled up, a very, very small apple?
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我上个礼拜的问题。
Now, this is the question I have for everyone last week.
今天我们在这里讲到我们人生的道路，生活的境界。
Now, today we talk about the path of life and the realm which we live in.
我想问问弟兄姊妹。
I want to ask brothers and sisters.
你稍微想一想你每天的生活。
And I want you to just think about your everyday life.
到底我们生活的境界
the realm that we live in.
到底我们生活的性质
the very nature of our life.
到底是什么
What is it?
到底我们整个人生我们生活里面我们最在乎的或是最突出的特点到底是什么
every single day, what is the one thing that is...Very visible, very clear.
真的有跟天、跟生命、跟荣耀发生关系吗
？Are those things really connected with the heavenly, with glory?
哦，我想可能年轻的孩子们，当他在这里讲人生的时候，他最在乎的可能就是要有fun啊，这个要有意思。
For a lot of kids, maybe for them, their description of life is that it's got to be exciting, it's got to be a lot of fun.
那个在乎那个快乐感。
And they care about that sense of happiness.
对男人来说呢，可能在乎成就感。
And for men, maybe a sense of success.
好，我们整个生活追求的是在乎有没有成就。
And everything that we pursue after is whether we are successful.
那可能女人在乎的是幸福感。
And for women, whether they are,
孩子乖不乖，先生爱不爱我。
Or whether they're happy, whether my husband loved me, or whether the kids love me.
那可能老人家在乎的是安全感
，and for the elderly maybe a sense of security。
可能这都成为我们生活里面的一个中心跟特点。
Maybe all of a sudden these things have become the theme and the central theme of our life。
但是弟兄姊妹，任何一个跟随耶稣的人
，but brothers and sisters, any person who follows Jesus，
主在这里改变我们的道路，改变我们的生活。
Jesus is changing our path。
要叫我们的生活跟属天发生关系。
Everything we do have to be connected with the heaven above。
让我们的生活、我们的抉择、我们的言。要跟生命发生关系。
Our lives, our decisions, our thoughts, everything that we do have to be related with life.
要跟荣耀发生关系。
It has to have a relationship with glory.
今天我们在这里听这些讲这些的时候，你们可能觉得那个东西太严肃了。
When we hear these things, when we talk about these things, you guys may say, "Oh, this is way too serious."
现实生活里面还是有很多东西很重要，我们丢不掉的。
There are a lot of things in my everyday life. They're very important that I can't just throw away.
但是哪里晓得
？But Did you know?
一个真正重生得救的人
A person who's truly born again.
如果他的生活不是活在属天的境界
He does not live every single one of his days in the heavenly realm.
如果不是生活在生命的境界里面
They do not live in this realm of life.
如果他所做所行人生的计划一切追求跟神的荣耀没有关系的
Everything that he's doing, all of his plans has nothing to do with God's glory.
就算他信主了
But let's say he believes the Lord.
他里面还是有一个说不出来的空在那里
There is still this emptiness that is in him.
不会满足的了
You will never be filled.
我们是打肿脸充胖子在这里传福音
And we are actually going beyond who we are when we share the gospel.
我们在这里强颜欢笑的传福音
And we are putting on a laugh as we share the gospel.
我们里面自己不喜乐的
And we don't have that real joy.
我们自己里面不满足的，因为你跟天、跟生命、跟荣耀没有关系。
We are not satisfied because we are not connected to the heaven, to this life, to this glory.
以前我讲过，有一个小弟弟问他哥哥说，为什么这些金鱼都要活在这个水箱里，活在水里面
？And I gave everyone this example. A little boy asked his older brother, "Well, how come all the goldfish lives in this tank?"
他哥哥说，因为外面有猫嘛，笨。
And his older brother says, "You stupid, because there are cats outside."
弟兄姊妹，的确活在里面，因为外面有猫，这是也不能说他都错。
That is certainly true. He's not entirely wrong that there's a cat outside.
但是那个不是主要的目的。
But that is not the purpose.
那是一个很消极的原因。
That's a very passive reason.
的确，你活在外面，猫会把你吃掉。
But yes, if you're outside the tank, the cats will.
但是今天基督徒要活在基督里，活在生命，活在属天，活在主荣耀的旨意里面。
But for a Christian to live in Christ, to live in the heavenly realms, to live in life and to live in glory.
不是只是因为外面。有吼叫的狮子， 遍地游行要吞吃。
It's not just because this roaring lion walking about to devour us，
而是我们真正在天的境界、生命的境界、荣耀的境界里的时候，你整个人非常的满足的。
In the realm of heaven, in the realm of life and of glory, we will be full and satisfied。
这是跟随耶稣一个非常重要的福分。
This is a blessing that comes with following the Lord。
所以千万不要以为跟随耶稣，我这辈子完了，我上断头台了。
Do not think, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus. My life is undone. I am doomed.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，主耶稣在这条路上，他都这样默默无声，这么喜乐的走在主的旨意上。
Jesus walks along this path of this journey without much noise.Such joy as he walked.
虽然一路上有代价，
yes, there is a price to be paid.
虽然一路上有仇敌的攻击，有各样的挑战，
yes, there are harm from the evil one and there are challenges.
但是每一步他都走得这么踏实，这么属天，满了生命。
But he is steady. Every step he takes and is full of life, is full of heaven.
满了荣耀，
full of glory.
这个叫做恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
This is what is great. It's called grace upon grace, strength upon strength, and glory upon glory.
最后
lastly,
我们来看跟着耶稣而得到不同的结局。
We want to come and look at the conclusion that we would have as we are followers of Christ.
刚才我们讲到不同的道路的时候，我引用诗篇第三节。
We talk about a different path. We use Psalm 23.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
我们的醒悟。
We come to a realization.
我们的觉悟
and we have regrets.
帮助我们走一条全新的路
It will all help us to walk this new way.
它使我们的灵魂苏醒
He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我们走义路
He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
这一条路是属天的路
This way is a heavenly way.
这一条路是生命的路
It's a way of life.
这条路是充满荣耀而且进入荣耀的路啊
It's a way that is full of glory that leads us into glory.
第三个讲到跟随耶稣得到不同的结局
And thirdly, as we follow Jesus, we'll have a
different end. 我们一起读撒母耳记上第二章第七节到第八节的前半
I'd ask that everybody to please read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 through verse 8.
他使人贫穷也使人富足使人卑微也使人高贵他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人从粪堆中提拔穷乏人使他们与王子同坐得着荣耀的座位这里讲到粪堆中提拔穷乏人英文几乎都翻译成 beggar 就是乞丐
Again, he lifts the beggar from the dust.
不光只是穷穷到一个地步他们是原来当乞丐的
They're not just poor but they're actually begging they're beggars
但是因着耶稣
But because of the Lord Jesus,
因着他的恩典
because of His grace,
他把我们从灰尘里面抬举出来
He's lifted us from the dust,
他把我们从粪堆中间提拔起来
from the ash heap, He's lifted us up,
让我们与王子同坐得到荣耀的座位
He will set us among princes, that we will have a glorious throne with them.
这个叫做天壤之别
And this is the difference of heaven and earth.
这是因着跟随主带来的改变
And these are the changes that come from being followers of Jesus.
因着神恩典的介入带来的改变。
Through the coming into our lives of the grace of God, the changes that came about.
在今年这27篇的信息里面
，these 27 messages，
我常常提到一句话
，I often use these phrases，
就是讲到每一位真正跟随耶稣的人
，that a true followers of Jesus，
他的生命一定会被改变
，his life will definitely be transformed，
他的价值、他的功用一定会被提升
，his worth and function will definitely be elevated。
不光他自己蒙福，他自己和他周围的人都会更蒙恩、更蒙福。
Not only is he blessed, but everybody around him will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得有多少人可以为这句话做见证。
Brothers, I don't know how many of us can really testify for the same.
我也何等希望在岁末的时候。
And how I pray that at the conclusion of this year,
当我们在这里数算主的恩典
when we count the blessings of the Lord,
当我们在这里回想主在我们身上的恩典
when we recount the blessings of God in our life,
我希望有更多的人起来能够做见证，我因着跟随耶稣，我生命被改变了。
And I pray more and more of us to rise up and say, because I follow Jesus, my life has changed.
旧照一路脱落，基督不断成型。
The old creation is falling off as I walk, and the newness of Christ is beginning to form.
我因着跟随耶稣，旧造的生命，肉体败坏，在我身上一路脱落。
And because following Jesus, this flesh, this whole creation is falling off of me.
也因着跟随耶稣，基督不断的成型在我的心中。
And because I'm following Jesus, Christ is being formed more and more in my life.
我们也能够在这里见证我们的价值和功用被主提升。
We can also testify that my worth and my function has also been elevated by the Lord.
你看穆迪啊，
And look at Moody.
神使用他拯救了这个大西洋，这个两岸啊，就是美国跟欧洲啊，不晓得有多少人听他福音得救。
God has used Moody to save countless people on the two shores of the Atlantic Ocean, Europe and here in the States.
他原来不过是在书鞋店里面当学徒，在店里面卖鞋的一个小店员就是了。Journeyman
in the shoe store, he was but a shoe salesman.
但是神借着主日学老师把福音带给他。The
Lord brought the gospel to him through Sunday school teacher.
这个人被主得救以后，你看他被神使用到什么样子的程度？And
he was transformed and saved. He was saved by God and transformed.
他没有受过什么高深的教育。He
really did not have very high education.
但是神却能够这样子使用他，使大西洋两岸多少人从他得祝福。The
Lord is able to use him to save countless lives.
你看中国的宋尚杰博士。
Dr. Song in China.
他信主以前，他的生命真的是这个暴躁，人都怕他，他自己讲到他自己都像个荆棘一样。
Before he was saved, he had such a anger, temper problem, and he called himself a thorn.
然后他小的时候，因为头蛮大的，别人叫他大头，他上去就被人家打起来。
He actually had a pretty big head as a kid, and every time somebody would tease him and say, "Hey, you big head," he would go up there and just get in the fight with them.
然后他家里面，他爸爸是个牧师，全家的孩子里面就是他最不听话。And
his dad was a pastor, and he was the naughtiest in the family.
所有的孩子只有他被他爸爸管教过。He
is the only child in the entire family that's been disciplined by dad.
他居然可以跟他爸爸妈妈口吐威吓之话，你再管我，我就跳井自杀给你看。And
he actually threatened his parents, "You discipline me one more time, I'll jump in the well and commit suicide."
弄了他爸爸紧张的把家里面后院的井把填起来。
His dad was so nervous and so scared that his dad actually filled up the well in the backyard.
结果有一次他爸爸实在 管他管得很严，因为看他实在不像话，真的管教他。
One time he was really naughty and his dad disciplined him again.
他为了惩罚他爸爸妈妈，他故意藏起来，好像离家出走去自杀一样。
For the sake of punishing his parents, he hid himself as if he has ran away and killed himself.
弄得他爸爸妈妈很紧张，他听见他爸妈在那里难过，他心里面就很高兴。
And his parents were nervous, they were crying, they were weeping, and he was hiding in that place, hearing these noises. He was actually delighted in hearing those voices.
他来美国读书的时候，他是读化学博士。
He came to the States and he studied chemistry.
他的哥哥到美国去。
His brother went to the States as well.
他哥哥各方面都比不上他。
And his brother could not compare with him.
教育程度各方面通通都不上他。
Education, whatever, he cannot compare with him.
他瞧不起他哥哥。
And he despised his brother.
有一天他哥哥出去买东西，回来稍微晚了一点点。
And his older brother went out. His brother went out to buy something. He came back a little late.
敲门，他不开门，整夜把他哥哥关在外面，冰天雪地冻一夜。
And his brother knocked on the door. He would not open the door. He locked his brother outside the house for the entire night to freeze.
然后他哥哥进来是满脸苍白，甚至这个咳嗽都还吐血，指着他说：“你不是我弟弟。”
His brother finally got in the house. He was white because of the cold, and he was coughing to the point of blood coming out. He pointed at him and said, "You are not my brother."
但是弟兄姊妹啊，福音救恩领导了他。
Once the gospel came to him,
生命被改变，
his life was changed.
他得到了地上的 荣华富贵，博士学位，他通通都不要了。
All the glory, all the position he attained in this world, he set those things aside.
他把他的余生尽心竭力的用来传福音。中国教会，我们要强大中国教会有今天，我们不能忘记宋尚杰博士的。
We talk about where China is today, we cannot neglect Brother Sun.
神使用他传福音，到处传福音。
God used him to share the gospel everywhere.
我碰到一个神的仆人跟我们做见证，他那时候还没信耶稣。
I met a servant of the Lord. He testified for us. He wasn't a Christian then.
他去听宋尚杰博士传福音的时候，
he heard Dr. Sun was as he was sharing the gospel.
他聚会前几个小时把自己关在一个小房间里面，迫切的祷告。
Before the meeting began, he locked himself in a small room. He would just pray fervently.
甚至为着世上的灵魂祷告到全身都是汗。
And he prayed to the point that he was broken in his sweat.
当那个会场挤满的人的时候，
when the room was occupied with countless people,
大家突然看见有一个人从后台走出来，穿着长袍，一面走一面唱《归家吧》。
And they would see a person come onto the stage, and he would sing, "Come on home, come on home."
就是我们昨天晚上唱的《归家》。
And it was a song that we sang last night.
当他出来一唱的时候，他自己满脸都是泪，底下人就开始哭了。
And as he began to walk to the pulpit, he kept singing, he was shedding tears, and everybody began to cry.
哦，那个基督爱灵魂、爱世上灵魂的心，在他整个人身上里面被表达出来。
The love of Christ for the lost was expressed through this person.
弟兄姊妹，原来是一个荆棘这么坏的一个人。
This person was a thorn. He was a terrible man.
基督的介入被改变，被改变，被改变。
When Christ came into his life, he was changed. He was changed. He was transformed.
生命被改变。
His life was transformed.
他的功用和价值被改变。
His function and who he is has been elevated.
如果宋尚杰这一生就是一个化学博士，跟我有什么关系
？Dr. Song was just a chemistry student, a chemistry professor. What does that have anything to do with me?
就算他拿到诺贝尔奖，跟我有什么关系
？Even if he obtained the Nobel Prize, it's nothing.
但是今天中国的教会成千上万的人因着他得救了。
But today, thousands of Christians in China are saved because of him.
弟兄姊妹啊，他的价值被主提升了。
But it's just that his worth has been elevated by the Lord.
而且有很多人都在这里生命被改变了。
And so many people's lives are changed through him.
而他自己和他周围的人也因为他一定蒙恩，一定蒙福。
And he himself and so many people because of him are blessed.
啊，所以很多人在这里做见证。
A lot of people here testify.
不是听见的道理叫他们吸引，愿意来信耶稣。
It's not that they heard a particular doctrine that has drawn them to come to believe.
而是看见了这么多人被主改变，他们不能不相信有神。
And they see so many lives changed by God. They said, "I cannot deny the fact that."
在我信主这么多年的历史里面，我看了这么多的见证。
I've seen so many testimonies in my lifetime.
多少的先生因为看见太太的改变。
So many husbands came to Christ because they saw the transformation in their wives.
多少的太太看见先生的改变，她说一定有神。
And so many wives, because they see the change in their husband, they say there's got to be a God.
因为姊妹，没有人跟随耶稣不被改变的。
But so there's not a person who will not be changed because they follow Jesus.
不可能被改变的了，不可能不被改变。
It is impossible for them not to be changed.
一看。冰放到火上不可能不化的。
If you take an ice cube on and put it on the stove, it cannot but melt.
跟耶稣在一起，怎么可能不被改变呢
？You are with Jesus. How can you not be changed?
跟这位属天的王、君王在一起，怎能不属天呢
？You are with this heavenly king. How can you not be heavenly?
跟这位生命的主在一起，生命怎么会不被改变呢
？You are with this Lord of life. How can your life not be changed?
哦，很多人从前撒谎的，现在不撒谎了。
Liars, in time past, they cannot lie anymore.
从前身上有捆绑的，现在不再被捆绑了。
Those who were bound in time past, they are free.
从前心中充满了黑暗、苦毒、消极的，现在被主改变了。
Those people who are pessimists, who are in darkness, they are changed by the Lord.
我们每一个人身上都要有这样子的见证和改变的。
Every single one of us need to have testimonies like these.
如果到今天我们不能够像那个瞎子说，从前我是眼瞎的，如今我可以看见了。
We cannot say to someone who is blind, "I was blind, but now I see."
不管我们从前是怎样，今天如果我们没有一个明显的改变，我们的救恩有问题了。
That doesn't matter who we were, but we cannot say that we are changed from who we were. There's a problem with our salvation.
我们的得救不是我们的救恩，我们救恩永远没问题。
There's nothing wrong with the salvation itself. It's us.
我们的得救，我们在主面前的态度出问题了。
Our attitude of receiving the salvation, there's a problem.
不仅要有改变
，Not only are we to be transformed,
要有明显的改变。
It needs to be a very evident change.
人可以看得到，人可以讲得出来的改变。
Man can see and man can speak of the change.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的挑战。
This is our challenge, brothers.
这个题目要过去了。
This theme will pass away.
到底这一年我们改变了多少
？But this year, how much have we changed?
到底我生命改变了多少
？How much has my life been changed？
到底我这个活着的价值和功用改变了多少
？My worth, my function hasn't been changed。
到底我自己在主面前蒙福的度量改变多少
？My capacity receiving the blessings of the Lord hasn't been changed。
到底我给周围的人带来的祝福改变了有多少
？Is there a change in the magnitude of blessings that I bring about the people around me？
如果别人还是常常从我们身上受苦。
If people are still suffering harm because of us,
如果我这个人到今天还是一天到晚活着想的都是自己。
If today I still think about myself every day,
弟兄姊妹，我们要起来好好跟随耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, we must rise to follow the Lord.
主耶稣从来不勉强我们跟随他。
Jesus will never force us to follow him.
但是他呼召我们跟随他。
But he calls us to follow.
他希望我们跟随他。
He desires that we will follow.
他邀请我们跟随他。
He invites us to follow him.
他说若有人要跟从我,
so he says, if anyone follows me, it's reasonable that we are followers of Christ. He gave us that choice.
就跟我跟你说的, 在中国世界一个修道院的门口放了一个大牌子,
in in a monastery, there was a sign that is outside the door.
所有其他的修道院人进来都不准出去的，然后层层墙被把你围在里面。
All the other monastery, once you commit, you are not allowed to leave. The wall, these high walls keep you in.
只有这个修道院的一进大门的地方，他就放了一个大sign: You are free to leave anytime.
At this monastery, as soon as you enter the door, you see this big sign that says you are free to leave anytime.
你任何时候想走就走。
Anytime you want to go, go.
我们不强迫你留在这里。
We will not force you to stay.
哦，弟兄姊妹，耶稣从来不强迫。
But sister, the Lord Jesus will not force you to follow. But He calls us to follow. He wants us to follow. He invites us to follow. We're
going
to conclude in our memorization verse today. Luke chapter 9, verse 23-25.
耶稣又对众人说，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. Then He said to them all,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧掉自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？ 我们用这一节圣经作为我们今年整年信息的一个总结。We
use these verses to conclude the message for this year.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。If
anyone desires to follow me, let him deny himself.
第一件事情。The
very first thing.
这条路是要付代价的路。This
path will require a price.
我们要舍己。You
must deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们光在这里唱说主，我愿意跟随你。If
we simply sing, Lord, I want to follow you.
我们在这里唱主你我爱在天上，我还能有谁？你唱完的时候，主已经不见了。We
sing, O Lord, aside from you, who do I have in this world? After you sing these phrases, the Lord be gone already.
我们都喜欢这些歌。
And we love these songs.
我们唱的时候流泪，我们都以为我们就是我们所说的那个人。
And we sing and we are moved and we shed tears. We say, we are that person in the song.
但是如果我们的脚不起来跟随耶稣的话,
But if we do not pick up our feet and follow Him,
你会发现这个光不是越照越明。
You discover that this light does not grow brighter. Because this light will continue to move forward. God's will always move forward. The footprints of the lamp will always move forward. The very first thing, deny yourself. The second thing, to daily take up your cross. This is something that we do every day. Every day of your entire life, not just 2011, not just today, but every day. Thirdly, though it costs a price, though every day you have to pick up that cross, but it's something that the Lord will never force you to do.
所以主说,
and therefore the Lord says, if anyone wants to come and follow, whether you want to follow, it all depends on
you.
We are all saved.
蒙爱,
we are forever loved. But whether we are companions of the Lamb, depends on whether you will follow Him or
not.
Fourthly,
那这里讲到是一件蒙福的事情。
It speaks of the fact that this is something that is blessed.
因为他呼召我们不是去跟随一个主义、一个讲法、一个神学。
Because He did not call us to follow a thought, a belief.
他呼召我们是来跟从我。
He calls us to follow Him.
为他、是他，永远是这条路，我们走路的力量。
For Him, it is Him. It is always the motivation of why we're following Him. We are followers of Jesus.
第五件事情,
Fifthly,
这件事情也是一件最重要的事,
this is the most important thing. Because it has everything to do with life and eternity.
好, 我们追求世界, 却丧掉生命,
if if you pursue after the world and you gain the whole world and you lose your life, how does it profit you?
杨俊传福音的时候两次提到 Steve 乔布斯
June, as he shared last night, he talked about Steve Jobs. Such an accomplished person.
不管他的科技给人类带来这么大的影响,
his inventions, his technology has transformed this world.
别人称他自己建立的公司叫做苹果王国,
and they called him, the company that he's established, the Apple Kingdom.
我今年10月在中国坐飞机的时候，飞机上的杂志讲到说，这个苹果王国的整个公司的资产有3000多亿美金 ，more than $300 billion.
There's more than $300 billion that this company is worth.
如果是用一个国家生产额 GDP 来比较的话，它是全世界将近200个国家里面排名第29名。
And if we compare it against the GDP. It's ranked 29th among over 200 countries in the world.
你看，就在我们 Cupertino 这样一个 Apple 公司，已经是全世界第29有钱的国家了。
This Apple, this company right here in Cupertino, is the 29th richest country in the world.
但是当他在面对死亡的时候，他是那样子的彷徨，那样子的无助。But
as he faces death, he feels very helpless. He feels very lost.
我们却知道我们得到的是什么。But
we know what we have.
你如果有兴趣的话,
and if you have this interest,
你把美国总统,
and take all the presidents of the United States,
上任以前的照片,
take the picture before he became president,
跟他下任之前的照片摆在一起看一看,
and put it right next to a picture that is taken after he's got out of office,
我告诉你, 正在不言中, 不需要说任何事, we don't need to say anything.
What a big difference.
你可以看看他原来是什么样,
and you can see what he looked like before.
然后满头白发, 满目枪伤, 满脸斑点, 满脸皱纹,
you see he's full of wrinkles, his hair has turned white, and he's a different person.
然后他的表情, 他的心情, 原来值得一满, 原来充满了盼望,
and look at the expression on the pictures. At once he was full of hope and full of
杀他一起, 疲惫, 憔悴,
and after he leaves office, he is weak and he is tired.
而我们今天所有的追求跟他们是远远远远比不上的。这个世界来说,
according to the world, the things that we are after cannot be comparable with these men went after.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
但是我们却为了主, 我们得到了生命,
but for the sake of the Lord, we have an eternal life.
得到了属性的生命,
heavenly life.
我们得到了荣耀的结局,
we have a very glorious end.
我们一起起来再来唱刚刚那条歌, 你们带我们,
let's rise. We're going to conclude in the song.
我们非常保守一点的姐妹们来带我们唱,
would you please come? The worship team, come and lead us.
300首, 我们站起来唱歌,
I ask everybody, please rise. We'll sing together.
Whatever
language is fine, it all depends. The key point is, are we willing to follow him?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No current causes, for I'm your pastor. Say, Lord, and Moses. I'll say,
Half a minute, everybody would just be quiet before God. I want everyone to ask a question before the Lord. My feet, is it on this path of following Him? If not, may the Lord guide our feet back to the right path. If you find yourself stopping, you're tired, may the Lord restore your strength that you may pick up your feet and follow Him. And this path is a place that is grace upon grace, strength upon strength, because it's a way of life. And it's glory upon glory. It's full of glory. It's a moment of quietness, and then we ask a few brothers and sisters, when you're moved by the Lord, to pray for us. Well, Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for this message at the conclusion of this year. Jesus, oh Lord, we pray that our eyes will come and set upon you once again. Lord Jesus, more than emotions, more than feelings, Lord, more than just a desire, but oh Lord Jesus, that we will really begin to pick up our feet and follow you, Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus, do not allow any one of us to be on the wrong path.
Amen.
Lord, do not allow us to stand still, God. Jesus, keep us moving, oh Lord. Oh Lord, fresh wind, a fresh fire.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, in our lives, that we follow Jesus. No other reason. Oh Lord, that set our eyes on you, that we follow you,
Amen.
Lord.
Lord,
we thank you that today you still call to us. That we may all rise to follow you.
And
what a glorious way, O
Lord.
Because you personally is leading us. You are with us to
walk with you.
And you call us to rise to walk with you.
Oh, yes,
Jesus, we thank you that we are called disciples of Christ.
为着我们居然能够成为你的学生，在基督的学校做门徒，这真是何等的荣耀！
We may be students in the school of Christ to learn from you how glorious it is, Lord.
而且你居然称我们为你的朋友。
Then you call us friend.
哦，主啊，不仅仅我们在这里唱你是我们至亲的朋友。
Well, not only do we sing that you are our best friend.
但愿我们也真成为你的朋友。
We may be your friend.
更让我们能够在各处。
And no matter where we are, we may give off the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
让我们这些跟随你的人，真的是在各处能够成为你生命的见证人。
That we may be witnesses, no matter where we are, concerning you.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister here.
哦，让我们真的是脚踏定的这条路。
Oh, that we have decided to be on this path.
哦，我们要更认真的来走这条路。
We're going to be more diligent and serious in walking it.
让我们恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
Grace upon grace, strength upon grace, strength, and glory upon glory.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
为着在岁末有各这样的聚会，我们交在你的手中。
For the many gatherings at the conclusion. Of the year we bring before you. And every time we come together, Lord bless us. And that not in our relaxed state that we forget about you. But that this entire life we may be companions of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.